Blog Talk Radio.
When that liquor get pulled up, and that green get rolled up, when them steps get throwed up, I'm like, nah man, hold up, yeah, we bout to show up, but I hope they don't call my bluff, cause my mind is going crazy, this shit is never enough. When that liquor get pulled up, and that green get rolled up, when them steps get throwed up, I'm like, nah man, hold up, yeah, we bout to show up, but I hope they don't call my bluff, cause my mind is going crazy, this shit is never enough. Never enough. Never enough, never enough, this shit is never enough, never enough, never enough, never enough, this shit is never enough. On the road, ticket sold, didn't have to sell my soul. Visionary in this bitch and domination is the goal. Where you stay, every day, just got my crib in L.A. Never play, we've been at it way before that IDJ. Never seems to be enough when money is the motor cut. Bitches on my dick, don't give a fuck, y'all must not know what's up. In the cut, we don't give a fuck, we just trying to cut. Line them up, if they say they bout it, then we'll sign them up. Rap packs, that's a fact. Basic bitch can't fuck with that. Where you at? That's what they be asking. I say on the map.
We are the coolest motherfuckers on the planet.
Oh,
got that new shit just cause they demand it.
Yeah, yeah.
Living like we got it cause we get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do it just to say we fucking did it.
We are
the coolest motherfuckers on the planet.
Oh,
got that new shit just cause they demand it.
Yeah.
And that green get rolled up, when them steps get throwed up, I'm like, nah man, hold up, yeah, we bout to show up, but I hope they don't call my bluff, cause my mind is going crazy, this shit is never enough, never enough, never enough, never enough, this shit is never enough, never enough, never enough, never enough, this shit is never enough.
However, the majority of the album was recorded in only 2
Give me the countdown. Know where we going.
This is yours, wanna take me.
Feels so good.
You know to come up, stack
get right. Put the gun up, laugh, get nice, split the blunt up. Gray, blue, and white, don't run up, remain humble. You see the change when the veins come through. When all the fame ups the game, cause your name's mumbled. The chicks notice, use us like hypnosis. It's ferocious when broke niggas get focused. The car come out, bottles at the bar run now. You know you're large when you win car, can dodge a drought. But here's the Swiss up, with beef and the money mix up. Skirt slip up, a few fights, few stick up. Then one little thing just leads to the next, and here comes.
Countdown. Know when we go in.
Uh-huh.
Feels so good. Uh-huh.
You know to come up, stack, get right, put the gun up, laugh, get nice, split the blunt up. Gray, blue, and white, don't run up, remain humble. You see the change when the veins come through. When all the fame ups the game, cause your name's mumbled. The chicks notice, use us like hypnosis. It's ferocious when broke niggas get focused. The car come out, bottles at the bar run now. You know you're large when you win car, can dodge a drought. But here's the Swiss up, with beef and the money mix up. Skirts slip up, a few fights, few stick up. Then one little thing just leads to the next. And here come them hot boys to breathe down your neck. Now you gotta pack up, flee from the rest. And just a week ago, you was free from the stress. I guess it is what it is.
Creeping on the come up.
Freaks and y'all wanna take care.
Creeping on the come up.
I'm from the place where hardcore and beautiful.
Creeping on the come up.
Freaks and y'all wanna take care.
I'm rather unique.
I'm from the place. Brooklyn.
You know the saga, who lava, who hotter, who shot at who at the Vermata. I knew about beats and Bambada before beats was heavily deep with some riders, guns and money. Some was hungry, dysfunctional families that come from junkies. Yell birds who wanted warrants, jumping countries. Yeah, central surviving like a bunch of monkeys. Mark dollars, DEA knocks with collars, niggas snitching, but still got the heart to holler. Hot chicks and short skirts and damn near topless. Play fly, nigga, I still stay high. That's why I dip. Can't call it too fresh to spoil it. Too text the war with wolf next to all this. So understand, I know from first hand that lives of a church man, hives his first ram.
I'm from the place where hardcore and beautiful.
Creeping on the come up.
I'm rather unique.
I'm from the place. Brooklyn.
Jails is packed, the streets is whack. It's even worse when your work was tapping your beef for sex. Wife is getting feisty, she's beefing back. Though it's unlikely, it might be a visa smack. The coke is up, so now cushions rose us up. And the vegans got the game in the cold for clutch. The D's are never freeze too close to duck. But what the fuck, they can suck on some coke and nuts. The stress is real, it drains all the sex appeal. Nothing left but jail death for a record deal. Vibes is weak, hoes wanna slide and creep. Even fiends got a thing for that hide and seek. Stick up kids, kidnap, switch up grips. It's still crazy how them cocksuckers hit up big. Pox is gone, to say the hip hop is wrong. You want more than log on to AZ.com.
I'm from the place where hardcore and beautiful.
I'm rather unique.
I'm from the place.
Yo, what's good, people? It's your boy, Brooklyn Teddy, broadcasting live from NYC, host on Underrated Radio. How y'all doing today? Today is, June 27th, Saturday night, a little bit after 11. Yeah, I hope y'all doing good, things of that nature. Everything is pretty cool with myself as well, you know, can't really complain too much. You know, happy to be here still, even though it's been quite a hectic week, not really just for me personally, but, you know, for the nation as well, We're going to get into that for in a little bit. Also, I'm going to throw out one little announcement. Next week, Saturday, seeing that next week is going to be a holiday, Independence Day, as we know, there won't be no show next week, Saturday, all right? No show on the radio. On the radio. What? Oh, wait. All right. Yeah, sorry about that, y'all. So, next week, Saturday, won't be no show. All right? No show next week. And, yeah, I mean, it just, I feel that really, the reason why I canceled the show for next week is because, you know, it really made no sense to, you know, to do a show because a lot of people, you know, there's going to be people out there going to be, you know, out barbecuing and stuff. And then they grow up on no matter how late the show usually is because, you know, or how late they might be, you know, there's going to be people out there, especially if you live in the city, you know, a city like I do. So people going to be out there grubbing, having a good time, sipping, you know, their drinks and everything like that. So I'm not going to really, you know, put the show on for next week. And on top of that, I don't even know if I'm going to be out. That's another thing. I might end up going out to that, you know, that particular holiday. So that's why I say no show next week, Saturday. All right. So, yeah. So the next show after this will be the 11th of July. I think it's the 11th or the 12th. All I know is that the next show will be after my birthday. Oh my gosh. Can you believe that? Next show I'm gonna be 24 years old. Tell me. I never thought, you know. And I'm not even going to go into no birthday speech, you know, and end up being sentimental or whatever. But, you know, I'm going to be 24 in a couple of weeks. So, you know, it's a good thing. You feel me? It's a good thing and stuff like that. But I'm going to put the jump talking, and I'm going to get right into the topic. Again, if you want to call in, which I should have done this in the beginning, if you want to call in, number is 516-453-9358. That's 516-453-9358. Again, 516-453-9385. Tonight, for a little bit, we're going to talk about what's been going on this week. You know, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, whatever day it was. But lately, you know, we've been hearing the news about homosexuality, or not homosexuality, but same-sex marriage is now legal nationwide, meaning all 50 states, all 50 states, or 52 states, however many states there are in this country, all the states around the country will now, it is now legal for same-sex couples to, you know, to get married and become, it's become a very popular, it's like a lot of people now were like picking it up. Like it's become very trendy and not saying that homosexual activity or the support of gay relationships or stuff like that has never been trendy, because for the past, I believe, four or five years, this has kind of been it's been supported by many people, especially in the in the celebrity world, you know, a lot of people are supporting it. You know, they're not really, you know, they're not exactly, how should I put it? A lot of people supporting it and stuff like that. They're not really, you know, kind of like turning a blind eye to it and stuff. They're just, you know, they're telling people, hey, they support it 100%. and stuff like that. Not everybody, but many, many people are doing that, especially as people that I never thought would accept it, actually accepts it, you know? And now that, you know, homosexual, like gay marriage and stuff is now legal in 50 states, a lot of people now are, most people, it's crazy. Even like certain pages that you would see, like certain pages that like Complex and I don't want to call out any other page, because I don't want to call out any other page really, because I don't know how many of them doing it, but I know I think there's Complex, Pro Bible, I think, and some just other pages that are like, you know, blog sites and all of that. They're changing their profile picture to rainbow status. And of course, y'all know the rainbow colors are like I guess that's the symbol for the LGBT crew. Or I should say group. I don't want to say crew, but or the LGBT mafia, whatever y'all want to call it. But it signifies, you know, I guess it's the colors that they represent in the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender association and stuff, right? So a lot of people on Facebook, man, and I see it on Facebook because I'm not really active on any other social networks and stuff, so Facebook I'm really on the most. But I mostly see it on Facebook that a lot of people are throwing on their little rainbow colors and everything on their Facebook status, stuff like that. And I mean, to me, it's like, it's crazy because, I mean, now it's, like I said, it's one of those things where people are, it's another hype. It's another hype to jump into and stuff. And I mean, people could do what they want at the end of the day. You feel me? Like, I'm not knocking them for figuring them up, but it's like, I just look at it as like people making it seem like it's like the next hot thing, and maybe like in a week or two later, people are not really going to talk about it like that anymore, you know? Like, and then again, you know, it's like, you can't really be surprised, because it's like, this country really was built on trends. I don't want to say that now, but this country has, this society has been trendy. It's always been, for the most part, trendy. You know, like, you can go as far as back to saying, like, you know, Let's look at you know, like certain hairstyles and like fashion and everything. Like, it changed, like things change every so often. You feel me? Like people are just very, you know, they had that. I don't want to, you know, call things out, but they have one of those things where they do something for a little bit, for maybe a week or two, and then afterwards they just go ahead and find something else to make trendy. You feel me? That's what they kind of do. So, to me, it's like, again, it's the next hot thing. You know, it's something that's the most talked about. You know, so they're going to actually, you know, big it up and things of that nature. But, and then you got some people who are very savage, you know, because, well, I can understand it. Just they're disappointed. They're being disappointed in what has taken place, but the fact that they're shocked is what, you know, makes me raise the eyebrow and stuff like, what? Like, you feel me? Like, this don't really surprise me. Now, I often say, like, a lot of things that goes on and stuff like that don't exactly shock me, you know? It don't shock me. Because, I mean, look at the world we live in today. You feel me? It don't surprise me. And maybe it's partially because it hasn't. I don't want to say it hasn't happened in front of me per se, to the point where I would say, okay, yeah, you know, that don't really surprise me. But at the same time, I look at it as like a lot of things. Like when I heard about this thing going on yesterday, you know, about gay marriage being legal in all 50 states. I'm like, yo, that don't really surprise me. Do you see what they've been trying to do, like, for the past 4 years, 4 or 5 years? They've been trying to, like, get people to say, yo, man, you know, Come on. Gay struggle is like the new thing, you feel me? That's like it's the hot topic. You feel me? It's the hot thing right now. It's something everybody's doing. Not everybody, most people doing. You feel me? So to me, it don't surprise me when things like this happen. And it really shouldn't surprise anybody, really. I mean, again I say, do you really see what's going on out there that is leading up to this? You feel me? Like, it don't really surprise me. And I really wonder what other countries think about this. You feel me? Besides Canada, because Canada, the country of Canada has been, they've been legalized same-sex marriage for years now. So that's out of the question. But I want to know what other countries think about this. I want to know what certain countries of Africa, like Nigeria or Ghana or Egypt. I want to know what Jamaica thinks about this, because, you know, Jamaica's very big on, they're very big on anti-homosexual, you know, or they're very much against people who partake in the homosexual activity. So I would like to know what they think about this, especially those that live in this country. You feel me? I would really like to hear their thoughts. You feel me? On what they think about this, because again, you know, it would be interesting to hear. You feel me? It would really be interesting to hear. I really want to know what people who are for it think about it. I mean, then again, they can even tell me, but I personally would like to know the people who are like kind of silent about it. They haven't really express their feelings about it. I would like to for them to express it, but then again, I ain't got no people call it, and so that can't really happen. But again, I would, you know, it would be interesting to hear, because I would like to know now their stance on it. You feel me? Because I know, again, because I can only relate this back to Jamaica again, because first off, my parents from Jamaica. You feel me? My peoples are from, you know, the yard people, you know, that I come from a yard man and I come from a yard woman, you know. So I have to go by what I know the most, or what I've experienced the most. And I've heard, you know, coming up, you know, and I'm not saying that my family done this, but, well, I have to say, you know, what I've been around. I've heard most Jamaicans, and it's not even in my family per se. It's just Jamaicans in general, you know, call, you know, gay people, bachi man and all them things, you know, they're my bachi boy today, you know? And if I'm not mistaken, I think homosexuality is very much illegal over there, even though it does take place secretly, you know? Because I've heard a couple of situations, or I've seen a couple of people, you know, that actually, well, not in that act, but they come out and said they're involved in it and stuff like that. And I'm like, y'all still alive? I remember there was a time when I was telling this to my uncle too. I have an uncle out there, you know. I was telling him, I said, I seen a video where a dude, I think he was like a priest or something, a Catholic priest or something like that, who, you know, I guess he came out and said he was gay, and, you know, he wouldn't really, you know, he said, nah, they were literally, once they found out you're gay over there, they're looking to kill you. They're looking to seriously kill you. And I've heard situations where people, mostly men, I don't really hear too much about women doing this, but actually, you know, suffer from this, but most men that partake in that behavior usually be the one getting killed or getting assaulted, you know? So that's why I would like to know, like, what do the foreigners, what do people outside of this country think about this when they see that, you know, the U.S. government is now, they're legalizing same-sex marriage. And I even heard people talk about, you know, I don't you know, you legalize. Why don't now the government legalize polygamy and things like that? Let's really be honest. For those who really have that inquiry in their mind and stuff, you know, let's keep it a buck. Yeah, I really think that's gonna happen. I mean, come on, a man can marry like more than one chick, or have more than one wife. I mean, but then again, that's if it applies to women now, because, you know, nowadays we're living in a time now where if it don't affect women, then, well, it can't happen. You feel me? If women can't do it, then we can't do it. You feel me? So it's like, now I'm not saying that I want to do it. Now I'm just speaking as in, like, in general. That's just how, because, you know, again, you know, I ain't going to be surprised. I won't be surprised if we have a woman president soon. But let's just say we did. Ain't no woman going to do that. No, let me tell you something. No, this country is built to support gay people and women. I'm just saying, not knocking anybody. And again, I don't knock anybody that's partaking that lifestyle, you feel me, or whatever. But that's what it looks like to me, you feel me? That's what it looks like, and that's what it certainly sounds like. So, but at the end of the day, I worry mostly about kids and stuff and how it's going to affect them at the end of the day, because now, you know, they're not going to really know what a traditional family is like anymore. I mean, they might see it here and there, but it's going to be obsolete. You know what I mean? It's going to be obsolete. And, I mean, wow. You know, it's sad to me. Because now it's like, oh, you know, when they see, wow, it's really going to be crazy, man. It's really crazy. And I don't know, sometimes I just can't really, like, I can't really fathom that, you know. Again, I don't knock anybody for doing what they do. You know, I mean, I may not agree with it, but at the end of the day, I won't, you know, blame me to suspect somebody for doing what they do and they're in the privacy of their own house. But at the end of the day, you know, you really don't see traditional family unit like they used to be, you know, you really don't see it like that anymore. But nowadays, men and women don't really want to be together like that no more. You know, most women, you know, I mean, most people now, you know, they can't even stay married for at least a year, you know? Like, it's weird. You know, and nowadays, it's like, it's one of those, you know, back in the day, and I only have like a minute left. You know, like back in the day, if you was to do something real wrong, that's totally like that society would consider taboo. You feel me? It was just like a big thing. Like, it was just a big thing. Like, people would be shocked. Well, it's not like that. Not like what it used to be now. Now, things are just turned over. You feel me? Things are just flopped. Or not really flopped. They totally switched. But I have only 44 seconds left, and I'm actually going to end this show. So I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Again, make sure you be reminded that next week is no show. Next week, Saturday, is no show. I might do a show Sunday. I don't know. So, but make sure you go like that ad, and yeah, I will let y'all know. But most likely, next week will be no show. The week after Saturday, we definitely will have a show. All right, so y'all take care. You have a good week, and you have a good Independence Day. All right, peace out.